Well, it's December 6th, the day before Pearl Harbor Day. Can you believe that? Sunday night. Tomorrow is 1941. Pearl Harbor got hit. Wow. Anyhow, let's continue on with welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Check out Buddy Boo on the YouTube. He's getting more songs up there. A good old Buddy Boo. Anyway, here we go again with a continuation of last week, as promised. Let's find where Dr. Roy was.
This wasn't the place to do it. I don't know if they had anything against homosexual. I just found an area where they could introduce it. Consequently, no monkey or gorilla has ever come down with AIDS, in case you want to know that. And so that spread all over the world. I think, 10% of the planet is now somehow or other, one way or another, infected with it. You know, it's pretty high. And so now, they've gone a step further, and they're calling the Ebola, let's see here, it says, the U.S. Army lab in Frederick, Maryland faced a terrifying situation in 1989 when imported monkeys started dying from strains of Ebola virus. After destroying 500 monkeys and quarantining the lab and everybody in it, officials found this particular strain was harmless to humans. Isn't that interesting? That was the Ebola, you see. But the episode was dramatic enough to inspire an article in the New York Magazine, and goes into that. The Ebola affair and the emergence of AIDS illustrate how modern travel and global commerce can quickly spread disease. And so it goes on here. And it gets a little bit heavier. It gets up in here. Let's see what I'm leading up to now. Some microbes can reproduce in just 20 minutes. The price of doing nothing will be millions of lives. and then I start talking about the killer flus. And then it starts talking about the, somewhere in here, the Ebola, which is a different one, it's a virus, and how it's coming up from Peru. And it also talks about, not the Ebola, that was the one that they used on the monkeys, didn't hit the humans. It's real interesting, but they developed a one for humans, which is in here. And, listen, you can look at that very time. Basically, it says with this new one that's out now, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to spread in our society because nobody survives it. So how can it spread, right? It hits in about, it's already the size, strain of it hit a ship here recently and got 400 people sick in a matter of hours. And they evacuated the ship. That was a few months ago down here in the Los Angeles Harbor, one of the cruise ships. But the bottom line is, this one hits you, and the first thing it does, if you survive it after a couple of days, you get a stroke. Okay? Blood clots. And then, if you survive the stroke somehow, 2 days later, your blood turns to water, and you bleed out of everything. Your blood just flows out of your body, and you're gone. And it's 100% effective on everything it hits. So yeah, they can wipe the planet out with that. It's coming this way. It's coming up from Peru, supposedly. They claim it because of the cleaning of the rainforests. That this is where this is coming from. So you begin to realize now it's important to tune in to these changes that are going on. It's very, very important, okay? So that's kind of like the time is it now, okay? Let's go a little further. That's the opening intro to why we need to learn about extraterrestrial science.
And you said that the Greys basically want to know about our DNA. The Greys basically want to know about our DNA. That's their purpose in experiments that they're doing.
No, the Greys want to hybridize themselves with humans.
They want to integrate with humans.
So that they can have individual souls rather than a group over soul.
That's what they have, it's a group over soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Borg.
And the Andromedians are doing this because shifting at 4 degrees because they were...
They're going to get rid of these humans. They're going to push the humans back up on the astral plane until another time comes, and they're going to clean up the surface of the Earth because that's going to then stabilize the whole solar system, which is going to then stabilize the whole change into the new age, which then the people that are here on this planet incarnating will appreciate. There'll be ones that appreciate it because of their time is here now. There has to be a balance to all this killing. So this is a healing talent. So for the next 1,000 years, which Hitler called the 1,000 years of Reich, because he saw it too, he actually had an ET contact physical. And so as this change goes on, they're going to condition people. There's not going to be any earth changes. They're not going to, California's not sliding into the sea. These are all escape mechanisms for people that don't really want to get down to the core of what's really going on. So most of the New Age stuff is total bullshit, about 98% of it to be exact. And half the stuff that's even on the marketplace is junk that's out there, you know. So you'll see this, but this shift is going on now. And it's gradual. And you're going to see more and more, as Einstein said, the only way to get rid of the growth-resistant generation is let them die away. And that's exactly what they're doing, but they're accelerating the process. Because bottom line is, everything benefits. Even the ones that are being eradicated will benefit because they'll get to sit out in limbo for 1,000 years and think things over. And when they incarnate again, they'll be a little bit more appreciated. In other words, we're not going to have we are going to have a massive depopulation, but it's not exactly the way, it's not going to be orchestrated, you know, as the government is trying to, for the Bible tune of Revelation. It's not going to go down that way. And you can already start to see the changes, okay? Now, why don't we put that galactic meditation tape on now? Just put that on.
So do you see us then moving on the earth plane from third dimension to fourth dimension?
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to, your physical body doesn't go away. Yeah. Your physical body is just tuned to it. And it takes time, and it's a little bit scary sometimes when you get all this, a lot of anxiety attacks. Anxiety. It's huge thing. Everybody's feeling that now.
Really? That's everybody.
Yeah, claustrophobia. I never was claustrophobic. The last couple of years, I feel it. Pressures are there.
It's incredible insomnia just in the past 3-4 years.
Yeah, it's natural. Everybody's having it. Like, I used to be a tremendous alcoholic because 10 years after the Pleiadians' contact started to die down. And this is true. I've noticed almost all big contactees become alcoholics after and usually they either clean up at some point or they die. You know, in my case, I had to clean up because I couldn't drink anymore. I went to all these doctors, and I've even seen them now. And I had all these tests on every. I mean, I have been more tested in the last 6 months than any human on this planet for everything. Didn't find anything wrong with me. Yeah, and I says, you know, I really enjoy drinking, you know. I was 10 years ago, I could take a bottle of tequila, keep that down in an hour. And now I drink a little wine once in a while. Because basically I'm detoxing, I'm going through a huge detox, but if I get going too fast, I get too far out, I get way out there now. So I can imagine people that are doing this sober, you know, that are actually supposed to have the scary for them. And it is happening. I feel special. There's one doctor I'm dealing with right now, he's a genius, you know, in his area, in internal medicine. He says he's seeing a big trend in people reach a certain age, and they just absolutely overnight become allergic to alcohol, even though they can drink all their lives. Boom, you know. And you see the people, I know people that are 80, 90 years old, the old generation, sit belling down every night, these bars have no effect. Livers and fine health, but they're not going to go into this change. You know, they're just off in their own limbo space, you know. So this is going on. I see a lot of New Age people freaking out behind it, you know. Very amazing. Okay, now. We're going to do this meditation now. You turn it up just a little bit. Is that the Alexa meditation now?
Yeah, can I turn the audio down, or
are
you just
doing it? I want it loud. Hey, you can have your recorder on. I just want to hear the sound of your music more.
No, you
don't feed it back. Yeah. Now, this music, I'll explain the music later on, but this music, Pleiadian and Tibetan. 19 different Japanese roles. We recorded this in Europe. And the idea of this music is to open up the cells of the body to sound. So just take a few.
understanding of the science left on the blackboard from within. It's not about what you remember, it's what you feel at the moment you're feeling it. So everything comes from seven different energy fields, seven different levels of consciousness. So what we're going to do now is experience the seven levels. And then from that point on, you'll be able to categorize vitamins. You know, vitamin A is this level of consciousness, vitamin C is that level, or this music is that level. Everything fits. Then it becomes a lot more meaningful in life. Take a deep breath and close your eyes and imagine a total blackness or a void.
Well, that's a lot of fun. I guess that's where that seminar had ended. A little bit of music. We're getting ready to get the old sound studio back. Oh, no, there's some more. Okay. Wasn't sure how far this thing would go, but boy, we're continuing on. This is great.
Second thing we become aware of with the white light
if somebody's in the room talking, you hear music in the background, and you hear it inside of you too. So you're aware now of your own thoughts. You realize that we're separate. We're all joined, but we're separate. This is the energy of the sun, S-O-N. It's blue in nature. It manifests itself down into the chest cavity in the heart chakra. And its expression through the form is love, attraction. And we have will working in the head, and we've got love and attraction working through the chest. Well, if we have nothing, we have white light, we have thought, we have sound, we have love and attraction, what is all of this? What are all these things? What is the essence of all of this? The essence is called the Holy Ghost. It's the female energy. It sits right between the chest and the head and the throat and the thyroid. Its color is green. And its manifestation in the physical form is called intellect. These are the prime moving forces. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The red, the blue, and the green. The notes A, B, and C. Now the second outpouring of energy, and we have what is known as the fourth ray that goes directly into the stomach processing center, the fourth form, the fourth spirit. This area is known as solar plexus. It's yellow in color. It's the ray of intuition. Our intuitive feeling it in your stomach before it happens, not thinking it in the mind. Its musical note is C, its vitamin, the C is known as the B complex. This ray is orange. It works between the stomach and the head. Known as the ray of concrete science and knowledge. And it's what traps the intellect, which is the third ray. It traps the female energy in ourselves. It's not him, right? It's the Pleiadian ray. It's the planet of Saturn. The sixth ray is a dark blue ray. And it's known as the ray of devotism. It takes the entire soul and puts it on a path. It combines the other energies into some kind of purpose. And it moves throughout the body. The seventh ray is very anchored at the base of the spine. It's violet. It's called the ray of abstract magic. And it defines the Fibonacci series. And it defines all of the different energies that have natural order. These are known as the seven rays. Each one is sounded by a musical note.
This
each is one is sounded by chakra, color, vitamin, fruit, a nation. All of these things fall in these seven categories.
And beyond. The bodhisattva of true compassion. The profound practice of the great wisdom understands that the body must define the five standards, sensation, perception, thought, activity, consciousness, are but emptiness, cool. And with the comprehension, he helps all suffering. Sarisara, Enumina are no different than Ku. Ku no different than Enumina. Enumina becomes Ku, Ku becomes Enumina. Horrible emptiness, emptiness is horrible. And the heart of the skin is like a wild love for Enumina.
You can begin to open your eyes up very slowly. Start coming back into your bodies now. That's a very, very powerful meditation. Because it's the truth. And when you put your body into that form of alignment every day, things become very, very clear. And you can, for example, we did that in a meditation with Tibetans in a cave where there's no light. And you do that meditation with a Tibetan in a cave with no light, with a group of people, like we did it with 10 or 15 people sitting in there. You can see each other. You might as well have a bright light on there after a while because you can totally see through the darkness because you're so attuned to one another. And you illuminate. The aura becomes visible and you actually, the place will start glowing inside.
What would happen if it were just an experiment?
Well, I'm sure it would be fun over there. You could try it in there. It works anywhere.
The guards would do anything
for money. Oh, I know. The Zami, who's the curator of the pyramid, is a friend of mine. He's invited me over there 1,000 times. What we're going to do, see this sound that you're listening to now on this album here, the sound has to do with longevity. The Pleiadians came here in the mid-80s. And what they did is they had us record their ships over in Switzerland. 16 different tape recorders to get the sound right. We mixed all this sound into one sound, which is on this tape here and on others, and we analyzed it. And we found that there's a 1,000 cycle carrier, and we found that there were all of the alpha, beta, delta, theta frequencies involved in very clear forms. And Semyasi said, she asked me, she said, exactly what from your Tibetan teachings, what the first thing is the word, right? Aum. So she then explained that their ships were sound, powered, and light separated. And that's what humans are. They're sound, powered, and light separated. If you get through the seminar, without self-destructing or something here, you'll find that out. And it's really neat. And all these ELF waves and all these sodium nitrates and all these butylated hydroxyl toluene preservatives and all the stuff that they put in the food, all it tries to do is destroy your light body, or it tries to destroy something in you so that you can't function as a whole being, so that your divine will is separated from your angelic spirit body, which we've explained here, this morning. So, when you get aware of the game, it's fun. It gets to be fun. Because you can reverse it and send it back after itself. It's like you got this bad cat, so you get it chasing its own tail, It's really fun to do this stuff. And it's been presented to me in that way. Semyasi said that, she says, you'll have a lot of people that'll come along as you, go out and do these teachings. And I didn't mind it because I was teaching school when I was a kid anyway, because I'd been to college when I was in high school. So what do you do when you go to a high school class? You teach, high school at the college level, and the teacher sits there and does nothing. That's what I did when I was a kid. So teaching was no big thing for me. It wasn't hard at all. And so what happens is, if you go to a doctor and you get diagnosed as cancer or a heart problem, first thing you want to know is, your heredity, because this has got to be genetic, even alcoholism, there's certain genes that can be heredic. But the Pleiadians say, you know, what happens if you go to the doctor and he says, you're in perfect health. And what's your family history? It's perfect health. You can have that kind of genetics. Okay? We got to create that kind of genetics. We have that kind of genetics. When did we have it? 12,000 years ago. The last shot around the Pleiades, coming back down from the summer to the fall of this evolution that I showed you, 12,000 years ago, we had longevity. That's when Methuselah was here. All these old biblical cats were here, these 700, 800-year-old guys you read about in all the old... I mean, the Bible's not that far back. It's not even in the myth, you know. It's written and found in scribes. Scrolls are 10,000 years old. Dalai Lama's got stuff 28,000 years old. And crepes that he keeps stuff in, you know. Scribes all this stuff. The Shinto, 450,000-year-old teaching in Japan, which spread into China. Chinese got a hold of it. They demobilized the Japanese with it because they understood it better than the Japanese and used it the wrong way. But, I mean, the fact is the teachings are here. So the human genetics were such that until the Greys came the last time and got involved in what are called the Scalar Wave Wars, which occurred in Atlantis, and they created huge vortexes, negative vortexes, which are still here today. One's the Bermuda Triangle. And there's three of those, by the way, located at three different points in the Earth. So all this started shortening the DNA of the human cell. So now what happens is the Pleiadians came back. They started teaching us nutrition. They started teaching us, you know, how to behave ourselves and how to do things. And so what will happen is now in our generation, we'll start some of these processes going. Then we'll move on, and our kids will have this genetically implanted into them, and maybe five or six, seven generations down the road, when you take your incarnation here, you'll get a 1,000-year hitch instead of a 100-year hitch. And that's what this is all about. So don't expect to put a pyramid on and become immortal overnight. You're already immortal, and you're just going to realize a little bit more. That's all that's going to happen. But you're going to transfer something. And if you're old enough, you're not having kids anymore, at least you'll transmit the knowledge back into society. Somebody else will influence the kids. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was not a bisexual, but a non, you know, his male, female was all at one. Like an Andromedan is. But the women and the men, see, the Pleiadians have sex like we do, but the Andromedans don't. They have a whole other form of sex. But theirs is probably more fun than the Pleiadian sex. The Pleiadian sex is more like Tantra. It's not like, it's not as, it's way more fun than what we have here. And so as a result, the Pleiadians gave us the sound. And Sannyasi says, take the sound to the world. Okay, I says, well, okay, I'll do that. I guess I'm a musician now. So I knew I'd spent 15 years with the Moody Blues and years with John Anderson and Yes and a whole lot of other musicians. And I was my circles were always these powerful musicians, and they were always wanting to know about science. And I was learning how Patrick Moraz was my piano teacher, and so I had pretty good teachers, and George Winston is even involved now, and he was at our last seminar right here in this house. He's a very worldwide known pianist. So we began to create music with the Pleiadian sound, and the first thing we created was a rock opera called The Fellowship, and that is over there. The Fellowship was originally going to be marketed through Doubleday. Brad Steiger had wrote a book called The Fellowship. Doubleday is the world's largest publisher with its twin Bertelsmann, which is in Europe. They came out with this book, The Fellowship. We were going to put the tape on the cover of it. But what happened was Consciousness wasn't ready for that, music tape, because the editor in charge of that project, Jim, he switched to St. Martin's Press, and he was New Age, totally. That's why he left Doubleday, he said. St. Martin's is more spiritual. And this bitch of a woman took over the Fellowship, and she went and put the music on it. She didn't even like the music. And then, so that, and to show you how bad they handled this book, it was out for 1 year. It went through 6 printings. It was out 4 months in the hardcover, and the second printing was paperback, and they sold tens of thousands of them. Yeah, it's a classic now. They're trying to get it recirculated. So in 1 year, it went 6 printings. And then they just dumped it. And then in Europe, it got the Bertelsmann sold it to some religious publishing house, and it's printed in German, so it's being circulated as we speak all over Germany, and those different countries can read German. So anyway, the Fellowship was the first one, the Pleiadian ship. And when you listen to it, the album, it will change your consciousness. But first of all, people are full of sound pollution, so it has to detox your sound wavelength frequencies in your body. So some people think it's a little strange. But they'll hear it, and what happens is, you know, the reason it's strange is because you're used to hearing sirens, ambulances, dogs barking, crowd noise, all kinds of freeway noise, and your body is used to that. So when your body is used to that, the music industry has capitalized on music that's disharmonious. Motorhead, all these acid rock, hard crap shit that's out there now. Or they copycat. Like Mariah Carey is a clone of Whitney Houston, and it's a copycat. It's all formulas. So the whole music industry, which has all this power, first manipulated it, now they're scared. Because they how many Mariah Careys are we going to have here? The songs that don't say anything anymore. Right? So that's what happened with the sound industry. Well, meanwhile, people like David Tickle, who produces Shake, Rattle, and Hum for U2, Phil Collins, Purple Rain with Prince, who did double platinum album last year with Elton John, people like him started putting my systems into their studios. And they started, you know, movie companies, Sony, back in New York, start using all my stuff. And this has been going on for a number of years. So Tsumiyasi said that would happen, and it happened. So then Tsumiyasi says we need to calm people down. Now we put the Fellowship on, they listen to that, takes them, it's great for massage. It's been, the Fellowship album has never been officially distributed, just through word of mouth. It's been twice in the Cannes film festivals, in music and behind European films. Finds its own way. So Tsumiyasi says, now come out with Atlantis Rising. So Brad has written another book, Steiger, called Atlantis Rising, which was published through Interlight. And we came out with Atlantis Rising. We used Neptunes and whales, real sounds, you know. And you'll hear that tonight, because you'll see it orchestrated with the lasers and all that. So then we came out with that album. Then I went to Europe and started playing the Fellowship album all over Europe as a solo musician. And she said, now combined with the Tibetan stuff. So I met this guy named Werner Ahrens, who's German-born, but he looks Oriental, and he's totally lives like the Orientals. He's martial arts, Tai Chi, and he has so many Japanese bowls, they wouldn't fit in this house. So we got together, we took the Pleiadian ship and his bowls, and a brilliant recording guy, who's our producer over there, and we made this album that we just felt, this Galactic Meditation. This Galactic Meditation will waste you. This is for, you know, deep stuff. The other two are for driving around in your car. You don't want to get this deep because you'll just drive right off the road and never even know you did it, you know. So then Stephen Halpern came to me, and I had worked on his book with him, and Stephen said, Fred, he says, let's take the Earth frequency, 8.2 hertz, let's give him some real gravity, some real healing energy to listen to at night. So we collaborated on Higher Ground. And so he produced that album. I played two songs on it. Using Pleiadian sounds.
When was that?
We did, what, about 1988, 9, somewhere in there, 90, that album came out? No, Higher Ground.
I think I have Higher Ground.
Yeah, it goes ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Yeah. Now, also, which I'll demonstrate tomorrow, because we're going to do it here, we in the meantime, the knowledge of the timbre. Tsumiyasi brought us the knowledge of timbre. Timbre is when you take a sitar and you play it and it changes your consciousness. You know, a timbre is the difference between a piano sound and a clarinet sound playing the same chord, same notes, same scale. They sound different. That's because of the timbre. But music like a sitar amplifies sound consciousness in the body. So these new companies like Rowan and Chord came up with these subtractive synthesis, arithmetic synthesis. I took that plus the Pleiadian ship, married it into a computer, and created my own sounds that I could play on a keyboard, which are also the synthesizers. All of the sounds that you hear that are from a synthesizer are sounds that didn't come in the store with the unit, sounds that I created, made them happen. The sounds also can be hooked to what are called transducers. And we can use the sounds, not playing them through music, but the straight sound and bring the power levels up. And we cause things to dematerialize and to levitate. It's also been demonstrated. OK? Okay? So that technology is here. Okay? So now, where's the music at now? Well, we got it to the world behind the scenes. Now, Sannyasi, or Liara came and she says, now take it to the public. Make the whole world hear Pleiadian music. So, where are we today? Today we have just finished an album called From Andromeda with Love. Our band is called Voyager. It's an all-celebrity band. Everybody in there is a celebrity. They're all accomplished musicians. The thing is done, and starting next week, it goes into mixing and production. So a David Tickle-type producer has already been hired. A contract has already been negotiated. It is now being produced, and it will be shipped in a few weeks back to New York City. When it gets to New York City, it's going into a major label, and it's going to be played on the radio in the spring worldwide. Not nationwide, it's worldwide distribution. It's being laid out for this new album as we speak. So, that's the music, the evolution. It's coming to this planet. So don't think that this seminar is insignificant. You're part of an amazing thing that's happening right now. And the world's going to say, where did this come from? Because there's going to be merchandising, more books, all at once the world's going to see this. Boom! In the next few years.
I have 30 music stations on my cable TV. Okay?
Yeah.
On a pretty stereo. They play music 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
One of them is British, and that's by TPI.
Uh-huh.
You ought to be on them as well, because this is all music that's going to the whole United States, probably into other countries, I should imagine. And you should get on CD-ROM.
Yeah.
CD-ROM is just outside. I've got several of those.
Yeah, we're heading in it.
The World Wide Web on my internet.
Right.
I'll pull that through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The management company that's handling all this, is attuned into all that, and they're going to be heading.
I'll leave you my card and give it to them.
Yeah, I'll give it to them. Okay. Turn them on to them.
Because I'm in 200 countries in the world, and I have contracts exclusively with Russia.
What do you do?
Commercial network, internet.
What is that?
Well, that's internet services throughout the world. It brings in World Wide Web and all these other facilities so that you reach 30 million people at one time.
So they're transmitting music and stuff through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Multimedia.
Yeah, they've asked me to do some stuff on there. I just haven't had the time for it, you know.
I'm
yeah.
No, I'll do it by mail. Well, you don't have any. We should get you online.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's a lot of Norm Hayes has got his science knowledge.
I've been reading a section of the internet on the newsletter guide and gone completely through it. There's all sorts of times for living articles on it. I can hardly get out of my chair and talk into the kitchen. And I go, oh my God, what have I done? I've just gotten absorbed
in
what people all over the world are saying about personal experience.
Yeah, it's all coming as one mind. So we're this thing is moving really fast. Yeah. How does it do that? First of all, you have to understand what DNA is. I'll get into this after lunch a little bit more. But first of all, you have a microorganism known as microgenes. Okay? There are many microgenes in one strand of DNA, because there are stars in the sky, approximately 6 billion stars in the sky. Okay. The microgenes then begin to combine into what are known as genes, of which in the humans there are 1,250 genes, okay, per strand. These internet with one another like this, strangely and much like the Kundalini force, and they cross exactly 46 times. Everywhere they cross is a hard protein particle, which becomes an amino acid. So you end up with two sugars and two bases. Okay? These are called chromosomes. And they reproduce themselves exactly in their own image. The big thing with chromosomes is the spacing. Just let's say this is 13 centimeters, let's say here. This one is 15.8 centimeters over here. Okay? When you start looking at this DNA, what you start seeing here is a wavelength. And this wavelength of DNA actually has positive and negative oscillations to the point when it reaches a certain low frequency, it immediately splits and creates itself again twice. Okay? Each two times split is called a base pair. And there are so many base pairs per turn. Okay? Each one of these is a turn. And this then begins to spiral. So you have these splitting base pairs turning and spiraling at the same time. Okay? Within this is all genetic information. Nose. She's going to have a big nose, big ears, little ears, green eyes, white eyes, whatever color eyes you're going to have. All that information is there. No two individuals are the same. Okay? This is the heritage, the splitting of this DNA. When you look, when a baby is first born, okay, there are 46 base pairs per turn, meaning each strand of DNA has 46 of these splitting things going on simultaneously. If you were to make this 41 base pairs per turn, you would start the gradual destruction of the DNA until there's zero base pairs per turn, right? If you were to take and cut down from the baby that's being born the 46 base pairs per turn and reduce that to 32 base pairs per turn, the child would have be born with wrinkly skin and aging already. You see what I mean? Because the intelligence isn't there for a complete helix of the whole complete cellular reproduction. That's the aging process. The planet has a vibration to it out here. Its vibration is, as we said, tuned to the growth-resistant generation. Okay? In a mother, when a mother is pregnant, the spiraling starts at zero with the sperm and the egg meeting, and as soon as the fetus starts, immediately the placenta is created as a barrier between the earth out here and the mother and her toxins, the placenta, and that feeds the fetus, okay? So the mother goes from the placenta to the fetus. You follow me? The placenta is the closest thing there is to a purifying station in consciousness on the whole planet. Because the baby has to constantly grow until it's born. And so the DNA has to spiral up until it reaches maximum potential of the 46 chromosomes, which each chromosome then gives a set of 46 base pairs per turn. Does everybody understand that? The moment that the child is born, the moment the child takes the first breath of air, the DNA immediately breaks down to 32 base pairs per turn, and the child starts aging from the very first breath. Okay? As a matter of fact, the transition from the child, from the mother's womb to its first breath, the child has lost 25%. Of its lifespan in less than a few seconds. Okay? Now what happens? The child is 18 years old. The child being 18 years old has exactly that many base pairs per turn. At age 18, the human body has lost 50% of its life. And you can see that in human females. Because human females really, their beauty is really from about 14 to about 23. Just about, that's when females are probably considered the most attractive, gorgeous, perfectly, can abuse themselves and still be pretty, and then they gotta start working at it. and maintain it. Okay? So you can see that. By the time you're 50 years old, if you're a tourist, you're down to 6 base pairs per turn. You're 98% gone. Okay? That's how humans function on this world. And that's pretty sad. What sound does, sound comes in here and reinforces by pressure waves the proper spacing of the DNA at all the different frequencies. That's what sound does. If you want to know, that's the answer to your question. What sound does the DNA? It maintains the spacing.
Well, why do some people like some sound and some like?
Because if you put the spirit in, okay, the spirit is like an herb. There's all kinds of spices, right? So there's all kinds of DNA and all kinds of spices to make them work. You know, in our vitamins, for example, when you're 18 years old, your body stops producing DHEA, dehydroepiesterone. When it stops producing DHEA, your body has a tendency now to take simple carbohydrates and sugars and turn them into fats, and you start getting fat. So they found, our society found, that if we put DHEA back into our diets, people start living longer, 30%. Because we've done Sloan Kettering and Scripps, a lot of places. But what does society say? The FDA comes in and says, we don't want DHEA in people's diets. So they made it illegal. Why? Because people live longer. They don't want that. In our vitamin formula, we use DHEA. They never caught us. Okay, let's give you some idea of some of the stuff that goes on in DNA. When you get into the Andromedan science, you know, Liara told me that the whole world would know about Andromedans in 1995. So this is it's a year from now. It's not even that. It's a few months. She didn't say when in 95, but so far everything we've said has come to pass. I don't have any doubt what she says. She's blowing my mind every more. The Pleiadians blew minds, but Andromedans disintegrate them, and that's fine. So, you know, it's real interesting to see what's coming around the pipe right now. And DNA was... Why? For the chakras. And this power supply has to be taken care of, okay? And realize that everything I'm explaining to you now, and everything that I have explained to you now, there are certain people in world orders that know this knowledge as I know it, as you're learning it. They know it better than you. Some of them know it almost as well as I do. And they're using this knowledge to kill you, to destroy you, to remove you from the surface of the earth, okay? So the first area that we need to look at is the brain. When we had the atomic explosions over in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, a lot of the people were very close to ground zero where the bomb went off and had no permanent damage genetically from the radiation. Other people were 30 miles away and had severe reactions to the radiation. So why could people be up close and get really nuked and people and have no reaction and people farther away? Anybody know?
The brain.
The brain, exactly. The brain and the people that were shielded from radiation, naturally, had large amounts of electrolytes in their body. The electrolytes are coming from herbs, both Thai, ginseng, and gotapola. Okay? It's very important in this time to take huge amounts of those herbs in your body. Okay? In our mineral formulas, in our vitamin formulas both, we use large amounts of Thai, ginseng, and gotapola. Okay? When you have them in there, the brain has an ample amount of electricity to generate these different vibratory frequencies. If this water wheel is turning over real slow, north, south, north, south, you've got a 60-cycle positive, 60-cycle negative wave going. Okay? You've got a wave of protons, a wave of electrons, pushing and pulling in 60 cycles. If you get this thing turning so damn fast that you can't really see it anymore and hook it across the speaker, you've got physical sound. Because the magnet can be hooked to a piece of cardboard And that magnet will move back and forth because of that attractive force of the other magnet transmitting energy through the wire. This vibration will create sound waves in the air, and you'll have audible sound. Okay? When you perceive audible sound, you have a diaphragm in your ear that works exactly the same way. It's a physical organ that's hooked to a nerve bundle that moves across an internal magnet, which creates a sound in your brain. Okay? If you start bringing this up in speed and vibration to very high speeds, you start approaching a wavelength that's so short now that it becomes radiation. It will shoot out when you have radiation, okay? Radiation like microwave, like x-rays, like gamma waves, okay? This radiation can be harmful to the body or it can be destructive to the body. The harmful radiation creates a chemical effect called free radicals when it becomes harmful. And free radicals create all forms of disease as we know them, okay? Excessive electrons. If we go faster and faster with the vibratory frequency, we move up into visible light. The radiation is so great that we have now stricken the astral plane, and we've asked the astral plane to release photons, visible light, down on the physical plane. Okay? And so it's understanding and making the brain function at all these levels that makes consciousness possible and all the different things that we do possible. The idea of the paradigm nutritional systems, mineral systems, the receptors and the pyramids worn on the head, and personal things that you're preparing is what we call component technology. We'll cover that, of course, today. When we go further beyond component, we start taking components and hooking them together, and we end up with systems technology. When we get into systems technology, we're taking the human form, we're aligning it with the universe, and we're freeing it up in space and time. Okay? Now, has anybody got any questions on where we're going?
You mentioned something about organizations of people that would use this technology to hurt us. What's the purpose?
The purpose is control. There is a certain group that has a lot of dharma on them, enough to get rid of their pearls of wisdom, and so they try to control. These people are not free of the ring pass knot, but if they could steal a spaceship and get the hell out of here, they would, but they can't. But they don't know that. So these are your secret governments, your Trilats, Majestic 12, that Club of Rome, Skull and Bones, and the Initiates and College, all this, these groups, okay?
Are they aware that they're aware?
They know where they're at.
Yeah.
I've been through all these organizations in this lifetime. I've met and known all these people in all these groups. And they all know, have known and met me, and we have a powerful interchange. This goes on as we speak. But they know where they're at, and they know where I'm at.
How many are there? Like, of the percentage of the population, how many people?
There's 25 families controlling the entire Earth.
Basically, they would fall into that.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example.
Have you written anything on that? That's
there's plenty of stuff written on it.
Oh, I know. Everybody else is. I asked if you did.
Yeah, a little bit. It's in my page series there. The Rothschild family broke up. This is power, okay? The Rothschild family broke up, okay? Margaret Habsburg, who was an intellect friend of mine, inherited one-twelfth of the Rothschild estate, okay? How much money was that? How much did she get? Take a guess. One individual, how much money did she get?
Probably a couple billion.
What's the national debt?
$4 trillion.
$4.3 trillion.
Yeah,
of course, Margaret got 4.2. That's power.
Yeah, I believe that.
Can you imagine that?
Because the truly wealthy never reveal himself to the public.
No, 4.3. Yeah, she got 4.2.
I heard that they were that they have these regional disease now that could actually control your RNA and DNA and make you.
Oh, sure, that's been going on for years. That Hitler had that. God, that's what Megalith is all about. So it's Megalith. Yeah, that's a little knowledge. But, yeah.
But how is it that you've interacted with all these different groups?
It's by being who I am. It's natural.
Well, I mean, how does that occur? Do they approach you with seminars, or do you approach them?
I never. They always come to me. I don't look at them. I said I was born and raised with them, so what can you do? No.
Did it threaten you?
No. Margaret Habsburg, her husband,
I'll give you a direct shot of this now if you want the Habsburg. So. Margaret Habsburg had a husband who died. They lived in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Okay? Margaret had her own money. She hadn't inherited the Rothschild money yet. Okay, now, believe me, the $4.3 trillion doesn't come to the U.S. She's only allowed to bring X number of million dollars in this country a month. Okay? The most flamboyant thing that Margaret has been able to pull off so far is her family owns most of the cathedrals in Europe, you know, and buildings. And so she has brought, or began to bring, a $1 billion church, Palm Springs, where she lives part-time. That's about as much as she can do. Because government in no way let her bring that money here. But you talk about giving Alan Greenspan a heart attack, which he definitely needs, I mean, it would really screw up the Federal Reserve, which is another private bunch of people. Okay, one of the users of this technology is James Anthony. James Anthony is an inventor who lives in Los Angeles, who was Margaret's husband's partner. James and I are very close. That's why I know the Habsburg family. When Margaret was living in Los Alamos with her husband, who was also a scientist, they had some people living in the house with them, because they had a big compound. They had four little Greys living with them. Four Greys in their house. And their house was guarded by the CIA. Okay? When her husband died, the little Greys, of course, were removed, and she moved out of there. And she's scared to death because she knew where they were from Beta Reticuli 2, or 3 rather. Okay, so they're here. These were house guests. That's where these people come from. So yes, they know. Those Greys taught her husband a lot of stuff. They lived in a house together. Okay, just to understand what a part of society is about that you just, you know, as average, you know, people like out here, like me, you know, we don't see that. I happen to see it because I'm supposed to see it. And so, and I'm always, because I was in the, you know, when I was, well, my cousin back here, he can tell you, what was my name when I was a kid?
Mr. Billy.
Yeah, because my name was Bill, right? He knew me as Billy when we lived together in Orchard Park, in New York. He used to visit his parents out there. But my mother, you know, was approached by the CIA when I was 16 years old. And even Frankenbell's jaw dropped one day because my mother was sitting there with this little old lady with gray hair sitting in my kitchen, and she's heard me tell the story. But here's my mother saying, "Well, you know, and it caught, didn't she floored you, didn't she? You know, you thought I made that up or something."
No, I didn't.
But I mean, the reality strikes when somebody's mother says, "Well, you know, Frankenbell, he used to be Bill, but these two government guys came to my house and they said his name isn't Bill anymore; it's Fred now." You know, so it happened, you know. I was involved. I was involved in projects that I could talk about, but, you know, I'd have to kill you after you heard it. That's what the CIA, that's their favorite expression. I hear that from those guys all the time. But anyway, I was involved in a lot of shit, let me tell you, all through my entire life, until I got fed up with it all. And then the Pleiadians came. So, as a result of that, you know, life has been a little bit wild. Now, the next thing I want to bring out, the next point that I want to bring out, is what's called divine intervention, okay? Because this is another thing we've got to look at here. If we take all these auras that we've talked about and put them on the earth, right? All these aura fields. All the humans, right? Remember how we talked about each person in bigger aura fields? So we end up with an aura field around the earth, don't we? Of all the humanity. We have, first of all, the aura field of the room from us. We have the aura field of the... that door open.
I just brought that little beer again because I thought it would be a little cold.
Are you guys cold?
Yeah, I'm cold, right?
I know what I'll do. I'm going to open this window up here. It's stuffy in here. I just want a little air.
Yeah, but not too much.
Always stuffy in here. I don't know. Let me get that window open for me. And these pens really get me after a while.
There's
some more. Huh? Okay, so anyway, you have all the people on the earth. Okay? But now there's two types of people out here. Here's a person that's their chakra, their spirit and matter combination is positive.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
And they're making a contribution. The divine will is working through the spirit, the spirit's working through the form, and they're harmonious with nature. Okay? This would be somewhat self-conscious, caring person, right? Then we have another person over here that all he wants to do is go out and conquer with a knife or a gun or a war. Okay, so we've got the peace person here, and we've got the warmonger, right? You have basically salt and pepper here. We'll call that salt and pepper, okay? Now, which do you think controls your chlorophyll, the salt or the pepper?
A combination of both.
No. The bad guys, pepper, exactly. Your chlorophyll is controlled
by
pepper.
Well, we've got to stop that, and of course you can get the rest of that from last week. I did repeat part of it because we had a few minutes left. So anyhow, go to last Sunday night's show, and you will be able to hear the rest of that if you didn't catch it the other night. Okay, we'll see you next week.